Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hello and welcome to episode 3 of my favourite takeaway podcast. What a joy it is to be back with you here, and what a joy it is to be with my good old chum, Simran Shah. How are you, Sim?
I'm fine, thanks, Crane. I've never been called a chum before, but okay.
Did it work for you?
Yeah, it works okay. For me. I'll take it.
I meant chum in a sort of friendly way rather than the stuff that yeah. You know, they chuck out for sharks in the ocean. So it's a nice sort of warm thing. How's your week been, old chummy,
yeah,
old boy? How's your week
okay,
been?
Okay, all right, old pal. It's been fine, actually. It's been good, except so I have started getting more embarrassed about my level of takeaway consumption. So,
right.
And that's basically because I'm getting worried about what my neighbours are thinking of me. So I started this during the pandemic where, you know, usually I just wait for the doorbell to ring and then I go and collect the takeaway. But now, because I feel like they can see the frequency in which I leave the house and come back to the house, I now sort of just go before the doorbell rings, I stand outside. And then last week I actually decided just to walk down the road a bit to meet the person, so I thought that was enough time had passed. The neighbours wouldn't
to
think,
God, he's probably...
Yeah, basically, so my neighbours wouldn't think, oh, he's obviously waiting for another takeaway. It's like, oh no, he's obviously just gone out. And then I'd wait, and then I'd sort of hurry back into the house and hide the takeaway sort of by my side. So it became a sort of takeaway walk of shame, but it's quite pathetic.
So do you get the feeling that your neighbours are the sort of people that would judge this? Are they really are they clean eaters? What's their sort of situation?
I don't think they actually care. I think I've made it all in my head, but I think it's enough for me to really feel the level of embarrassment.
To hide a McDelivery up your jumper and sneak in at 10 a.m.
How are you doing, Craig?
I'm very good. I wear my takeaway eating, you know, proudly on my sleeve. I just, you know, I'll wander out and I'll yell to the street, I'm getting another takeaway, guys. Look at me. Don't judge me. I'm proud of it. I'm good. I went to a theme park yesterday. I had a weird takeaway thing happen. I'll just tell you what it was. I won't mention the theme park. But I went to their burger place yesterday. This has never happened to me before. I went up to the desk and I said, hi, what would you recommend? Would you recommend the burger or the wrap? And the guy behind the till said, oh, I wouldn't know what to recommend.
Recommend is such a mad word to use in that context.
I couldn't possibly I'm not sure what I'd recommend. And then he said, I'll go and ask my colleague. And then he wandered off for about a minute and I was sat there and his colleague came back and went, yeah, I don't know what I'd recommend either. And then gave me a look that said, you really shouldn't eat anything here. It's the first time I've ever experienced downselling. I don't know if you've ever... Well, you've gone in willing to buy something and they've downsold you. They've gone, no, this is not edible. You need to leave. Go and have a tuna sandwich opposite.
Get out whilst you can.
Whilst you still can. It's not chicken. But yeah, I've never experienced that before. But I kind of appreciate the honesty. Now, Tim, we have once again had some fantastic correspondence. Thank you so much for sending this stuff. What have we had, Simran? I'm so excited to hear.
We've had quite a few people send some stuff in, which is great. So we had something from a guy called Cypress Dave. So he sent in saying, all right, fellas, really enjoying the podcast. The story about getting a taxi for a kebab reminded me of a takeaway incident from years ago.
We should just explain, I told a story last week about me getting a taxi to get a kebab, which I didn't come out well from, to be honest. It was...
it's embarrassing.
Paint me in a great light. But let's move on. Let's move on.
So Cypress Dave says he got a taxi for a kebab and reminded him of a takeaway incident from years ago. He said, I'd had a big night out in Morecambe and was hungry and also needed to get home. I went to the best kebab shop in the town, Mr. Kebabs, and asked for their charcoal grill special, a huge, magnificent kebab. I asked if they did free delivery, and if so, could I have it delivered? Yes to both. I gave them my address, and then I asked if I could be delivered with the kebab. It was worth a try. Hey presto, I got a free ride home with my takeaway. Has anyone else ever tried this? No, Cypress Dave, I've not tried it because I don't fancy going home in a yellow polystyrene container covered with chili and garlic sauce.
That is so good. I really hope it was both of them on a moped, like two Italians in love, sort of his arms around the waist of the delivery driver. That's such a good idea, actually. Especially if they're going in that direction, it does make sense, to be perfectly honest. I think that's genius. I've got a delivery loophole, actually. Here's my delivery loophole. I used to live just outside the takeaway radius of a place called Tyabs in Aldgate in London. For some reason, their delivery radius stopped at the phone box I could see from the window of our house, but it didn't deliver to our house. So I used to go on Deliveroo and claim that my address was the phone box, basically. Deliver. And then when I'd see them coming up the road, I'd go and stand by it and pick it up there. That was my little loophole. What else have we got? What else have we been sent?
So we also had there was a tweet from a guy called James who did the same thing, which is good. So it's obviously becoming a bit of a trend. And then we've got a message here from a guy called Rajiv Dravani from Tilden, I think, or it's Rajiv Dravani Tilden. I'm not either way. If that's his name.
Answers on a postcard.
He says, I'm relatively obsessed with takeaways, full stop. That's written, I'm not reading out his punctuation. But for me, pizza is the best food in existence. Further to this, I have an utterly obsessive relationship with dips. Every single time I order, I have to get enough dips to have one dip per slice.
He realized
a few years ago that basically you could walk into any branches of a popular pizza takeaway restaurant and buy the dips just on their own. So even if you order a thinner pizza from somewhere else or a supermarket pizza, you'll always have it with those dips. And what he can't understand is that some people don't love stuffed crust as well. So he will have an extra, extra large stuffed crust pizza with a minimum of 10 dips. So that's a dip price. And he's attached a picture for reference.
That is absolutely remarkable. By the way, I think you can name the place that he's buying it from. I don't think they're not going to realise that this scam is running and they're going to shut it down. I think it's fine.
It's true. It's not really a scam. It is Papa John's Crane.
Papa John's. There we are. That's good. So that's a dip per slice. What he needs to be doing, though, is Domino's have entered into the jacuzzi-sized dip game. You can get like a massive garlic and herb from Domino's. Have you seen that? It's like, you ever play that board game Mousetrap? And there was that bit at the end where the little guy would jump into a bath. It's basically the size of that, full of garlic and herb.
The thing is with that thing is that you immediately know that you're not going to get through it. But talking of dips, do you, when you have your first slice of pizza, are you immediately dipping or do you eat the pizza, you know, without dip and then dip?
I think I go au naturel with the first bite. I go as God intended.
Yeah, au naturel has got to be for the first. You can't have a dip loaded first bite.
I think that's right. You've got to ease yourself in. I'm so obsessed with the dips with pizzas that I will order the dips first in my order to make sure I don't forget them. That is how obsessed and how important they are. So I can check that, they are there. They're at the top of the thing. They're definitely going to arrive. And also the guy reading this can't miss them. Because I worry if I stick them down in the order, they'll just do the pizzas. It'll turn up. I'll have no dips. And they go, oh, sorry, didn't read to the bottom. So this is my, to protect
you know what?
It.
We were going to call this podcast Forgot the Dips, but we thought it was a little too abstract. We wouldn't quite get it.
Once again, listeners have done us proud. Fantastic stuff. We love this stuff. Send us your stories of takeaway disasters. Send us the weird things you do with takeaways. Anything you want to send us. Or any weird food combinations. Basically, the more bizarre, the better. We want to hear from you. And here is how you get in contact.
You can follow us on Insta on My Favourite Takeaway Podcast. On Twitter on Fav Takeaway Pod. Or email us. Hello@myfavoritetakeawaypodcast.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Right, it's time for our guest. He's a new judge on The Great British Menu, co-host of Off Menu with James Acaster, who's coming on later in the series. He's a brilliant comedian and a friend, and this was such a joy to record. Here it is.
Loved it.
Ed Gamble.
Hi.
Hello.
Take away from Mr. Ed Gamble.
Yes, thank you.
Russell.
And I suppose you'll want to come in as well.
Yes, that's the plan.
First of all, thanks for letting us into your house.
Of course, you're most listening. Welcome.
It's a lovely house.
Thank you.
You did the thing where you told your system to turn on the lights without touching any buttons.
Yes.
Felt a bit showy, but that's...
Yeah, but that's my girlfriend hooked all that up. If it was up to me, there wouldn't be bulbs. But we've got different sets. Computer, good evening.
Okay.
So that's like the good evening setup.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh,
it sounded like you were starting a conversation.
I didn't realise good evening was a light setting.
Yeah, it's a light setting.
In the whole world is good evening a light setting.
So we've got... do you want to tell us, first of all, where we've ordered from? I mean, I know I went there, but where have you ordered from?
Singbury, which is a Thai cafe / restaurant in Leytonstone. I have never had this before.
Yeah, okay.
Simply because I thought this would be the opportunity to have it because it's pickup only and cash only. And at no point in the rest of my life will I be asked to do either of those things.
Okay. So basically, you just couldn't be bothered. So you thought,
couldn't be bothered. So I was given the opportunity of we're going to get a takeaway, we're going to pay for it, and we're going to have to do the legwork.
Yeah.
So I thought we'd try this.
I think there's something quite sweet about the cash thing. It does mean that there's no cash points there. So to get this meal, I had to queue up in Tesco and get cash back.
Even though you were warned, though, Tom. It's cash only. But you are you.
Yeah, I'm me. Everything has to be couched in that context.
Bear in mind the entire conversation about this meal, and obviously I know Crane, so I know what sort of things happened. Mm. There was a text exchange where I said, this is the restaurant, it's cash only, you've got to go and pick it up before you bring it over. And then I sent my address, and then I had to text saying, just to let you know, that's my address, not the address of the restaurant. Because I had images of you turning up and me opening the door of my house, and you've got like some cash in your hands.
Which you'd have taken and then closed the door. Like,
well, this Thai guy looks a lot like that.
So we only take cards.
Right, so do you want to take us through what we're having from...
Well, the way this works is I follow them on Instagram, and they put up a specials board on Instagram every day.
Mm.
And then you have to call and pre-order it. So yeah. I've been told by some friends what to get off the specials board and what to get off the main menu as well.
Okay, great.
So let's go through and see if I can remember what we got. This looks like a salad, a herb salad with some bean curd in it.
Nice.
I mean, it's not a spectacular start.
I think tofu is a much nicer way of saying, I think bean curd sounds awful.
Yeah.
But tofu.
Tofu, yeah.
Sounds fun.
It sounds like a cute dog.
This is Morning Glory. Which we can have a lot of fun with. That.
straight on.
We're all excited.
It's the name of a vegetable.
I expected your lighting system to come on with some different low lit red lamp.
This I think is called moo crob, which is like fried pork belly.
Oh my goodness me, that looks incredible.
Oh wow, that does look good.
This is saltfish rice.
Yep.
Because I never go too heavy on the carbs with takeaways, because I just feel like I'm filling myself up.
Okay,
there's,
yeah.
There's too many sort of lovely meat options to have.
Oh!
Clams.
Wow.
Oh, wow. I didn't expect clams.
Fried with basil and chilli.
I did say there was something fishy in the bag. Okay, so clams in what's that? In what sort of...
Chilli and basil, I think, okay. It's fried in.
And that basil's held.
Look at this. Yeah. In order. Oh. This is incredible.
This, I believe, is like fish dumpling curry.
Amazing.
Oh, so it's like fantastic. A green curry with fish dumplings. And this is the beef. There's like a beef salad thing.
Wow.
But with roasted bone marrow in it.
Oh, that does. Okay, fantastic. That does look really
well. I also ordered some Thai sausage, which doesn't seem to have arrived, but that's fine.
They didn't have any Thai sausage.
Right, well, that's all right.
Which I replaced with prawn crackers. I'm not quite sure it's a like for like.
No, but I regretted not asking for prawn crackers.
Okay,
so
fine.
You've actually
done
the best thing possible there.
This actually looks really good.
It's good, and I was worried that I'd not ordered enough, but I feel like there's enough to get a good taste of everything and not feel like we hate ourselves.
That's great,
And it's also like, this doesn't feel like your average Thai Thai meal. Like the
I think the
roast beef salad. It's really good.
Interesting. Yeah, so they do have like a more standard menu.
Yeah.
But the special stuff I think is more, I think it might be Northern Thai, like
specific region.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, it looks fantastic.
But yeah, I'm excited about it.
What are your thoughts on Thai prawn crackers? Do you prefer those to classic Chinese? Do you?
100%.
I don't at all.
They're spicier, they're crispier. I feel like they wouldn't go soggy.
Yeah, I think it's a thick Chinese takeaway prawn cracker, like one with a real heft to it is what I like. If this comes out at a restaurant, I'm quite disappointed.
You're disappointed.
I am. If the spicy ones are there, I'm like, oh.
So dear. If you're in a Thai restaurant and those come out, you go, could you get me some Chinese?
No. No, if I'm in a Chinese restaurant, and occasionally these will come out, as we've seen, and at that point, I won't leave.
You're sad.
I'm sad, yeah, a little cry. I'll tell you a problem with prawn crackers as takeaways is you never know if they're going to give you prawn crackers. So
they
the amount of times
do.
Something completely different. So often, sausage instead. Each time we burn.
It's, you know, they're interchangeable. We found that out tonight.
Very, very
no sausage. Well, what would you recommend? Prawn crackers.
I've always said the prawn is the pig of the sea. So there's but I think you do. You go, okay, I'll order prawn crackers. Dink, that's there. Yeah. And it turns up, and there's also the bag of complimentary prawn crackers in there. Maybe that's because I've ordered so much, I've gone above some kind of limit.
I would never order separate prawn crackers. I'd always just cross my fingers and hope.
Exactly. I would assume they're complimentary, and then if they're not, there'd be a small disappointment, but not
a huge one. I've got everything else, I'll get over it.
I'm hungry.
It's edible cutlery. That's basically what it is. And it's quite an important part of a meal, isn't it? Do you not think?
No, I don't.
I don't think you're using your prawn crackers to eat the rest of the food for the entire
meal. No, I have knives and forks, but at points like...
Not tonight.
Should we eat?
On that, let's load up how you do it. So we've got... Ed's got plates here. So we're at your table.
Oh, God, no. No. I'd be on the sofa. But there's too many of us for that.
Okay.
Because that is a two-person sofa.
So what's your normal sort of takeaway routine?
Takeaway routine. I'd serve myself first.
Okay.
So that's what's going to happen.
So if you and your girlfriend... Ed is no longer in this conversation.
So I'd be very excited. So before you arrived, I was pacing up and down. Because when I knew you were about 10 minutes away, I was absolutely buzzing.
Yeah. What percentage of that was the food and what percentage of that was the fact that I was coming to your house?
No. It's exactly the same thing as I would have done if someone was dropping the food off and then... Yeah.
If anything, slightly annoyed that person was then going to stay and talk to you for an hour.
Yeah, what's happened is the delivery man has stayed.
But the delivery man has paid for the meal.
Yes. Oh, yeah, that's the other thing.
So there is some kind of benefit. Okay, so it's a Tuesday night, you've ordered. What have you ordered? What's your normal sort of go-to?
What, of cuisines?
Yeah, like an average
midweek takeaway.
There's some good stuff
around here, but not like, I wouldn't say the selection is banging. So we always tend to go, there's a really good... Turkish place.
Okay.
So we get a lot of sort of like kebab stuff, especially midweek. That grilled meat feels healthier as well.
Okay, yeah.
But like still a bit indulgent.
Yes. So a chicken sheesh or something like that?
Mixed.
Okay. Mixed grill.
I'd go like a mixed grill. It's called the chef special at the place
where
I get it from. Lamb sheesh, chicken sheesh, and lamb Adana kebab, which is like the minced.
Are you getting garlic and chili sauce with this stuff as well?
That's another situation.
Are you pouring it on top of it? Or are you eating it on the side?
I'll put a little pile next to it and then a little drizzle as well.
Yeah, really enjoying that, right?
Now you're talking about stuff.
Yeah. Grilled halloumi.
Look me in the eye when you're telling me.
Okay, so this turns up at your house, and then what?
Well, we'd normally we'd take it through to the kitchen. My girlfriend isn't into this system.
Okay.
She'd rather get the container, eat it out of the container. But I'm plating up.
Yeah.
I'm doing like a little buffet situation out in the kitchen. I'm plating up. I'm coming through. I'm plating up starter things first. Yep. Having a starter, going back through.
Classic.
Having my first section of main course, going back for a second helping.
Absolutely love that.
And a glass of wine every time I go back in.
Okay, right.
So you wouldn't lay it just all out in front of you?
No, unless we're having sushi, in which case I would.
Oh. Okay. And then are you sat on the sofa to eat this with a plate?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm still, it's embarrassing, but I am cross-legged on the floor eating my takeaway in front of the telly.
How's everything going at home?
I've got a little sort of mat that I sleep on as well. I'm not.
Yeah. Is the television on, or are you just sitting in the
But that's because it's a teenage thing. Odd occasions when I was like 17, 18, when I first got a job and I was working in Safeway and I was able to afford takeaways. Well, I didn't have takeaways growing up.
Yeah.
I would sneak up to my room and pop on the telly and I'd eat it there. So I think I've got sort of like this weird comfort thing about sitting on the floor.
That's nice.
Even the knife and fork, even if it's burger and chips, anything like that, it'll always be knife and fork.
I can't sit on the floor. My legs don't work that way.
Really?
Yeah, I can't. For some reason, like, I'm very uncomfortable sitting on the floor.
What do they do?
Well, they sort of propel me back. I just have to lie flat on the floor.
Okay.
They're almost like on springs. They sort of like fling me backwards. I'm just not very flexible.
Okay, so you're
this,
sat
by the way, instantly. Is the level of spice that I'd hoped for.
Okay, so what are we trying first?
I've gone with a bit of the moo crob first, the pork.
Okay.
It's the spice level. So,
in fact,
I normally would talk through any food I have at this level of sort of investigation and accuracy as well.
Yeah.
Much to the chagrin.
Okay.
And my girlfriend, who, if we, you know, we go out for meals, I'll sit there and make like, go like, oh. Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. That's really good. That's life-changing. I say things like that.
So obviously you love food.
That is good, though.
You've got a fantastic podcast, Off Menu, which is brilliant. You and James, love you to bits.
And thanks for texting
show.
Me in advance just to let me know what this was and just to check that we wouldn't be annoyed that you were doing it.
But you're happy at this point that it's not...
It's not, no, God, no.
Yeah, thank you. Dissimilar enough.
This
good.
Is very badly hosted.
Okay.
Yeah. This will go to about 12 of our Christmas friends.
That's nice. I'll take that.
It's
just nice to have close friends, isn't it?
But Ed, I mean, how often are you having takeaways a week? What's your sort of pre-pandemic and then during the pandemic?
Pre-pandemic, not that often, I'd say. Maybe twice a month, three times a month. But we'd eat out a lot as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
During the pandemic, we'd been up and down.
Yeah.
Been through long periods of trying to stay healthy and trying to stay on it and doing shopping and cooking healthy meals. And then obviously, then it'd be like 3 weeks in a row of like, oh God.
Yeah.
Like four times a week or something. Or
like
bad days where it's like lunch, dinner, and then pudding after dinner.
Have you ever done a breakfast takeaway?
I've done breakfast quite a lot.
Yeah. Do you?
Saturday we do Gales and get pastries and stuff. I've done like cooked breakfast where it all comes in. They've arranged the cooked breakfast in like a container and then it comes and it's just been flipped up and just everything's covered in egg. That's pretty fucking bleak. You may as well put it in a blender.
A depressing moment where you get out your delivery full English and you think, what have I done?
Yeah, well, that's really
what is
because there are certain takeaway things that you feel like you shouldn't get a takeaway for. Mm-hmm. A full English and pasta are things that I would be like, they're not my go-to things I would order as a takeaway.
Okay, so you love food, you've got this brilliant podcast. What's your sort of like background? As a kid, did you have takeaways? Were you kind of...
It was always a treat, but we'd have takeaways at home.
Okay.
Just me and my mum, and we'd have Chinese takeaway, pizza, but I was like a big fat kid, like really enjoyed food. So pizza would always be, I'll have a large deep pan, like proper, you know those pizzas from Pizza Hut or somewhere like that?
Yeah.
With a large deep pan pizza, you may as well eat an entire cake.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
just thick, like just, I wouldn't have that. I think that's gross now.
Yeah.
But I would have like the pepperoni feast, which is like double cheese, double pepperoni, and then stuffed crust came in and my world was changed.
God.
Like, you're telling me there's a way of getting more cheese and more pepperoni onto my double cheese and double pepperoni pizza. Blew my mind.
Yeah.
I played around with the Domino's Dominator for a while. Do you remember that
one? I do remember the Dominator.
It was like a thin crust, then like a layer of almost like herb cream cheese
and then a double decadence.
Double decadence, that's what it was. Yeah, yeah.
Oh god.
Awful. I mean, even I at that time in life when I would have eaten anything, yeah, was like, fucking hell. It's like a cream cheese sandwich.
If you had like a barbecue sauce and then a cream sauce underneath, and then two layers of this stuff. Plus, I think you could go stuffed crust with it. Yeah.
But I don't think Domino's have ever been concerned about the richness of their product. I don't think they've ever thought, we don't want to overwhelm our
people. They're killing their entire customer base off.
But it's neither was I. I wasn't concerned about richness of product until I had that pizza for the first time. And then I was like, this is too much.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's too much.
But the garlic and herb sauce is amazing.
Yeah, but not... It was more like a cream cheese in the middle of the...
Okay, that's one of the worst things I've ever had. Okay.
So I would get... We'd get pizza.
So how often was this? You'd get a takeaway?
It wouldn't have been that often, because my mum was fairly responsible. So when I went to university, it was a write-off.
Okay,
But Chinese as well, from the Good Earth in Wimbledon Village.
Oh, yes, please. Yeah.
Good Chinese food.
It's still there.
Yeah.
What was your childhood choice there?
Chicken Wonder.
What's the hat?
Like fried... It's basically fried chicken.
The famous Chinese dish.
Yeah.
You must try Chicken Wonder.
No.
Okay.
There used to be a pub next to Good Earth called the King of Denmark.
King of Denmark.
Which was like the pub where you could go and have a pint when you're 14 in your school uniform.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and the routine would be go and have a few pints of the King of Denmark, then get a bag of prawn crackers from the Good Earth.
And then go back to the King
and
of Denmark.
And go back to the King
and
of
hope
Denmark.
They're not the spicy ones which I place, because they are awful.
And then hope one of the teachers didn't come into the pub.
So you were drinking at 14?
Yeah, 14, 15.
I was such a wimp. I was 18. So I heavily got into a game called Championship Manager with my friend Sam. And we wrote a contract.
This is pathetic already.
It's terrible. And my instant thought was, Sam wasn't real.
Well.
That you either made Sam up now, or at the time you had an imaginary friend.
He's a shoe designer for Clark, so who's laughing now?
Is that the only shoe people you could think of?
No, he is actually. He's a lovely man. Still very close friend. But
This
is lame.
Still very close friend.
My friend and I wrote out by hand a contract agreeing that neither of us would go out drinking or go to nightclub until 18 or until we felt ready. Because we felt pressure from all our friends, so we wrote this thing out and then both signed it.
That is the saddest fucking thing I've ever heard
in my life.
Until
you were ready?
Yeah.
God,
and it turned out I was ready on my 18th birthday. So that's by the by.
So we'd get that a lot. Occasionally, curry from the House of Spice in Raines Park.
Yeah.
Which was... you always got delivery from there. But never went until me and my friend decided to actually go. We'll go to the House of Spice, and it was a house. So it was just it wasn't in like a line of shops or anything like you'd find a restaurant normally. It was a line of houses, and then one of the houses was turned into an Indian restaurant.
Where was the House of Spice?
Like near West Barnes Lane, like on that. It was Coombe Lane, I think, but sort of a bit further down.
I should make it clear, by the way, that Ed and I went.
Oh, we went to school together.
I'm really familiar with that.
Yeah, you don't know like geography of everywhere.
So, well, let's talk about that. I think that's quite interesting. So, you both went to the same school, which was a. I don't want to say, but it was quite a posh.
We kept ourselves to ourselves. Thank you very much.
Expensive school. What do you say? It's a nice school.
Sure.
Yeah.
So, I don't think it was a nice school. I think it's a fee-paying private school. Yeah.
Yeah. Did you enjoy it?
Bits of it.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, before we were doing this, I was trying to remember. To be honest, even like what the food was like there, I can't remember it at all.
No.
It wasn't confit duck with P.M. Elton, if you think that's what it was.
No. it was like school dinners food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it? Okay. But then you only know what those school dinners were like.
Have a bit of that bone marrow.
I do want to try this bone marrow.
You can tell from my accent that I'm sort of straight school through and through.
Can you?
Love you talking about state school and we go, have a bit of that bone marrow.
You must try the muscat.
I think
if you can't see us, I sound like the whitest person here anyway. So it's all right. Don't worry, Tom.
The state school dinners were awful. What are the sort of school lunches at a decent fee-paying school?
Well, here's what I'll say about my school eating experience. I had packed lunches.
Did you?
Yeah.
I did as well.
But I was so greedy that I would try and sneak into school. I'd eat my packed lunch at morning break and then try and sneak into school lunch. And sometimes I got away with it. It was crap food, though.
But wouldn't you have to pay for your school lunch?
Yeah, you would, but I would try and nick school lunch, basically.
Wow, okay. Our school dinner had two sides, two queues. One that was literally labelled healthy, and the other was not healthy.
Sorry, what?
As a way to try and on one side there would be burgers, sausages, fish and chips, all that sort of stuff, and the other side there
was empty.
Healthy. Yes, it's exactly right. So there would be a sort of slaloming Glastonbury opening week, when wow. people are queuing to get in out of one right through the playground, and then there'd be like one guy queuing for Hake on the other side. And then what about university? What was your sort of takeaway experience then? Did you, were you healthy? Were you?
God, no. So that was the, like I say, that's the worst situation because that was all bets are off. I can do whatever I want.
Yeah.
So I ate awfully. So, I'd eat in the university canteen or whatever, but then I'd get up at like 2 in the afternoon and go straight to Peter's, the bakery.
Okay.
Straight away.
Once again, can I check, was this actually a bakery or was it just a house?
No, the bakery was, yeah.
You always go to places.
Go straight to my friend Peter's. Okay, yeah. And he'd be baking some loaves.
Same people that ran House of Spice, it was all kind of...
And get like a bacon roll, maybe like a steak bake, and then they did these horrible slices of pizza as well. I'd get one of those.
Okay, yeah.
And that's the first thing I'd eat in the day.
Wow. So what time's that?
Fucking, that's a strong start.
Well, that's like, I'd wake up, sometimes I'd wake up at 10, sometimes I'd wake up at 2.
Yeah.
I can remember getting up at 4 p.m. on occasion. Yeah.
Spending how heavy the carb load was from the night before. Yeah. Go to Peter's, you have your breakfast pizza.
Yeah, have my breakfast pizza. On one occasion at university, I had 3 pizzas in a day.
Yes, this is such good content. This is what I love. Because this is exactly what I... Yeah, this, thank you, yes, please.
And my level...
Okay, talk to me about this.
My level was quite low for shame.
Okay, yeah.
Or high, whichever way you look at it. But that was the point I was like, that is too much pizza in a day.
Okay, so what were the 3 pizzas and where were they from? Were they
pizza
from quality?
Pizza for lunch.
Were they good places or were they...
No, no, no. Pizza for lunch at, I think, Bella Italia. The waitress said to... we'd been there a few times. She would always say to us, "Bon appetito," which is not Italian. But that pizza, I distinctly remember, was something they do at Bella Italia, which is a duck pizza with hoisin sauce instead of tomato.
Oh my goodness.
Sorry,
me.
This is your breakfast?
Well, I guess so. It was the first meal of the day.
That is bold.
Yeah. I might have had the odd steak.
Hoisin duck pizza for
hoisin
breakfast.
Instead of tomato.
That sounds so...
Cheese.
I actually feel
cheese,
sick.
Okay, duck, yeah. And spring onion. So it's like a duck pancake pizza.
That is such a mad.
What is it? That's like that's like an Italian and Chinese couple clearing out the fridge. That's
yeah.
Okay, so you've had that.
So you've had that pizza.
Uh-huh. Why right? start with you've that? That's pizza. Such a rich start. Eat yourself in with a margarita.
Yeah, look, you finished and you're thinking, oh God, I really fancy another pizza.
Yeah, well, not straight away, of course. Okay. A few pints. Then it was, what's for dinner? We'll go and get a pizza.
Okay.
Well, we go to this
but
steak,
at that point, was that like
pizza.
A challenge thing where you think it'll be funny to have another pizza?
No, I didn't think about it. There was no element of me, at no point did I go, this is my second pizza of the day.
Yeah.
It was just my dinner.
Okay, yeah.
We went to this takeaway place to get a pizza. This is going to sound mad. Behind the counter at this pizza restaurant, when you bought a pizza, they'd then spin a prize wheel to see if you could win anything.
And you so want
you
a
might
duck.
Get, you, might get, you might get a free pizza.
Oh, this is the best thing ever.
You might get, I won a free pizza garlic bread. So I had that as well.
Okay,
is that your third pizza?
No. That's a supplementary garlic bread. So yeah, I suppose if you want to be really pernickety about it, add 4 pizzas.
Okay.
Ate them, did the gig, went out, got wasted at Clute, which is the terrible nightclub in Durham.
How'd the gig go? Ripped it?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Went out, got very drunk. It was a tiny, horrible nightclub, Clute, in Durham. And then you'd walk up the cobbled alleyway. Next to Clute was a takeaway place called Dirty Jane's. They did kebabs, they did, chips. Mainly chips and cheese would be the main thing that people would get there. Chips, cheese. Nick Mohammed got chips, cheese, sausage and beans. He couldn't wait for it. Yeah. Chip cheese, sausage and beans. I thought, you know what I fancy? A pizza.
Hey, Jane.
But not just a pizza. I thought, we're flipping the script today.
Yeah.
I had, and I'd done this a few times in Dirty Jane's, a doner kebab pizza.
Oh my God, you legend. I love it. Okay, talk me through every detail of this doner kebab
Well, it's
pizza.
Your regular it's your regular cheese and tomato base.
Mm-hmm. Please tell me that was offered on the board. It wasn't something
no,
you,
it was,
you
I didn't
sort of came
it.
Up with.
Yeah. And then, but I don't think anyone ever got it.
Okay,
and then piles of doner kebab strips over the top, and then chili and garlic sauce over it.
And then piles the next day.
Yeah. And then I got home and ate that, and it was only then that it occurred to me that I'd had three pizzas, or four pizzas, if you want to look at it like that.
That is absolutely remarkable.
That is remarkable. You said, Ed, you said in that you played a gig. Do you have like a routine with food before you eat? Presumably you can, sounds like you can eat whatever you want to eat before you...
That was back in the day. Now, absolutely not. I can't do that. I have to eat very light before a gig. Mm-hmm. If I'm on tour in a town, I can't go out to a restaurant before. I have to eat just something light from a... M&S and services has absolutely changed my life.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And why? And when did that change?
I lost a lot of weight and started eating sort of like a human.
That's very interesting. So because you're very fit and you...
Well, I like exercise.
So how is that what it is?
Okay, yeah,
so
I got myself addicted to exercise.
We should just say that in Ed's kitchen, there is actually basically a home gym inside the kitchen.
Yeah, my pandemic gym.
Yeah. You're still working off those three pizzas.
Well, that's the thing, I never think I'll get past that.
Yeah. But how do you, because you're in great shape, you're very fit, so but how do you, is that how you balance being able to enjoy food?
Yeah, definitely.
Because I struggle with that, I really do. Like, I feel heavy at the moment, I know I eat too much, but I'm aware, maybe it is the exercise thing that I need to get into.
Well, I like exercise for many reasons, but one of the reasons is then I feel like I can indulge a bit. It makes me hungry, and now that I don't eat, like, get up and eat a slice of pizza from a bakery for breakfast,
yeah,
I like food more. I like good food more.
Did you previously try to just guard what you ate? Because I've tried this. Whenever I've tried to sort of just go, okay, we'll cut back, we'll go carb, like all this sort of stuff as a way of losing weight, it just doesn't sustain. Because for me, too much of the pleasure of life is food. It's such a hugely important thing to me. In what gives me joy and how I like to socialise with my friends. But it's a real source of happiness to me.
It's interesting to say basically you're trying to earn the right to eat what you'd like to eat.
Yeah, it's kind of that and also just sheer hunger.
Yeah.
Exercise just makes me really hungry and then I can have more things that I like.
Yeah.
And it's just balance, isn't it? You just feel like...
Yeah.
And I do like exercise as well. I think that was the key.
This is the thing Claire's pointed out to me, Claire, my girlfriend. I wasn't even aware that I do. It's so unconscious that often when I'm leaving the house, if there's a takeaway menu that happens to have come through the letterbox, like a Chinese takeaway or whatever, I will take it with me on my journey and read it on the tube.
Well, that's obviously insane.
So Claire and I were getting a cab, I think, to London Zoo with our little boy. And she said, Are you reading a pizza menu? And I was like, yeah, well, she's like, that's not something that people do.
But it is
something I've done for as long as I can remember. And I like to imagine what I'd order. And I read it and I think, oh, maybe that's a good... And I work out what the deals might be, how I'd save money.
So I do that with restaurants. I'll look up a menu on my phone.
Yeah.
And I'll go like, oh, if we ever go there, I'm going to get this. Or,
You
know, if I'll book a restaurant on my phone and then I'll look obsessively at the menu and get excited.
Yeah.
But I do it on my phone, so no one can see me do that. The idea of
it's the same thing, though.
Sat on the tube and like unfurling a curry menu like it's a broadsheet.
I cut a couple of eye sockets so I can know when we get to my stop. But I have taken it on the tube before. That's bad, isn't it? On that, what is your approach to takeaway ordering then? Are you sort of, do you ring up? Are you a Deliveroo, Uber Eats sort of person? What are you doing?
I'm very app based at the moment because you can overorder on an app without shame.
Yeah.
So you don't have to hear someone on the phone when you get to like eight dishes in go, okay. When they're trying to wrap it up as well, when they're like, okay, so that'll be with you in a minute. Go, whoa. I'm not even started yet, my friend.
Just to be clear, that's exactly what I had to do for this meal. On your behalf.
Were they like, okay?
Yeah.
You're like, no.
There was a point, and this is not a lie, where she laughed. I got to like the seventh dish and she laughed. Are you also cross-referencing the Deliveroo or Uber Eats review with a Google check, which is something that I do?
My girlfriend does that.
Yeah.
Does she?
Big into that.
Because sometimes you see a place and you're not sure about it, right? And I don't trust the Deliveroo
Absolutely
reviews.
Not.
So you've got to go on Google. Because I've seen like 4.6 on Deliveroo. Go on Google, it's like 1.5.
I've never used a Google review. What I've done is I'll Google map or Google image the place and look at it from the outfit
and
be like, Does this look like that's a place no, that's, I
would
have
walk? Would I walk in there?
Yeah. Like, oh, no, actually, I wouldn't.
I think that, but then there's so many great places. Sichuan folk, where we went tonight, for example.
Yeah.
Like Singburi. From the outside, they don't look like much, but the food is, this food is fantastic.
Yeah, yeah.
This food is absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, it is very good.
It is really good.
It is very good.
This is to you. How does diabetes sort of affect what you can order and how sort of, you know?
I tend to just order whatever I want and then work. I'm quite good at working it out in terms of the amount of insulin I have to inject or how much hassle it's going to cause me.
Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah. So what would this meal mean to you tonight?
This will actually be fine because I've not, like, eaten all of it. Okay. So, amounts and, like, high fat, high carb is an issue.
Okay.
Because it slows the absorption of the carb. The fat slows the absorption of the carb, so it's just, like, longer I have to deal with it.
Oh, really? Okay.
Because this is
you, right. Are you type 1?
Type 1, yeah.
Which means you don't produce any insulin?
Don't produce any insulin. So I've got to inject it myself and have to, you know, work out all the levels and stuff. So this, I think, might actually be all right, but I tend to just order what I want. Like, I'll balance it if I think it's going to be a bit of hassle. Like, I've got stuff on tomorrow morning and I don't want to wake up feeling a bit groggy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'll go really low carb.
So what would be a nightmare order for you? What's the sort of...
Pizza, four pizzas.
Yeah.
Do you think that's what set it off?
No, because I was diabetic then, but I was just like...
But if you were diabetic then, how did you... Were you not worried about it as much?
I just wasn't worried about it. I wasn't focused on it. Now I try and, you know, now it feels like an extra job because I'm, like, trying to keep the sugar levels all right.
Okay, yeah.
But I was just, like, very blasé about it.
Yeah.
I did the basics to, you know...
To keep alive, to eat the pizza, to be awake.
But now I'm way more across it.
How long have you been diabetic for?
So I was diagnosed when I was 13.
Do you think that changes your appreciation for food in the way that you think? I don't know, the thought that has to go into a meal. I wonder if that
no, it
changes
has been. I mean,
your
certainly not for not for many years, but now definitely. Like I have to think about everything that I'm putting into my body.
But then I wonder if that means that the meal matters to you more. It's a conscious decision where often it's just such a thoughtless,
Definitely. Like, especially with things like even like snacking throughout the day as well. Like, I'll very rarely thoughtlessly tuck into something.
Okay.
Like,
it's always
like, I'm going to have this snack now and I need to think about it because what's the consequences of that?
Is the urge to go back to the four pizza, Ed?
Oh, that's never going to happen.
Is that never going to happen?
No, because I must have felt like absolute shit all of the time. But that was like my base level was just feeling rubbish.
But back then, did you feel rubbish or did you feel...
No, because like, I felt that like that all the time. So I was like, this is just normal.
That's really interesting.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
I do like pizza, though.
No, look who did it, buddy.
But just not four.
You manage your three pizza day, which I think you seem to sort of wear with sort of a certain mark of pride. Are there?
Yeah, I definitely do.
You're not saying this with embarrassment. You're saying I did a three pizza day.
Yeah.
What is your? This is something we always ask guests. Takeaway disasters. Has there been times when something's gone wrong or even a frustration?
One of the worst things I could possibly imagine is when a takeaway doesn't arrive. That's not even necessarily disaster connected to the food, is it? It's just it doesn't arrive. And because the anticipation, the excitement I have surrounding takeaways, no matter how many I'm getting in a week, I'm like a little dog. I'm just like pacing the halls. I'm ready to go. The doorbell goes. I'm there in a shop. I'm basically there ready to go. Because they shouldn't, on the apps when they say, oh, we're nearly there, I'm like, well, I'm there now. I'm waiting for you.
It's sad. I often am there with the door open on the doorstep.
Oh, that's beautiful. Oh, that's a beautiful thing.
I'm quite out the window. I'm constantly looking out the window. And before, my sofa was in front of the window, so I'd move the sofa out the way so I could just constantly just stand there, head out, looking.
I had a week ago, and a takeaway driver turned up. He took the food and then he was quite friendly to me and then he wandered off down the road and for some reason I thought I should say something. He went, cold night tonight, isn't it? And he didn't hear me, which meant he had to walk back up the road to my doorstep. Well, what was that, mate? And I had to repeat the most boring thing anyone ever said to anyone ever. Yeah. Unbelievable. So, now, the reason I was smiling there about your comment is that literally happened to me last night about food not turning up. And what would you do in this situation? I ordered burger and fries because it had been a long day and I've accepted my shape. So it wasn't their fault, but apparently the driver from the delivery company managed to click something which meant that he said the thing had been delivered and that meant he couldn't find my address. So, but I've been waiting for 45 minutes for this, and it was 2 minutes away from my house when he vanished. So
He ate that burger.
He ate that burger, yeah. All I could find out was a burger wrapper. So I had to ring up, and then they, this is 20 to 11 at night, said, okay, do you want the money back or do you want another burger delivered? Which is a difficult thing to do. What would you go for at that time?
I'd probably say money back. I'd be stropping.
I'd be hangry.
I'd be stropping.
Yeah.
The amount of times I've told a delivery service that I'm never using their app again is pathetic. And then 2 days later, used it again. It's arrived and it doesn't have the things I wanted in it and it took too long and I'm never using your app again.
So if
they know. They're like, all right, mate.
Yeah, Mr. Gamble.
Ed, we've got your records here. This is the 18th time he's threatened to do this.
And we only missed out one of your four pizzas. Let's not get too high and mighty.
But it's because you're angrier anyway because you're hungry.
But look, just talk to my pizzas. Is there a thing where if the pizza arrives cold, are you the kind of person who'd reheat it or would you eat it cold?
Luckily, we live near an amazing pizza place here and they don't...
What's it called?
Yard Sale.
Oh, yeah.
And they don't go through any of the... They deliver themselves. It feels old school. They've got their own mopeds and stuff.
With the Yard Sale written on the back. Yeah, I love it.
Always turns up hot, always amazing.
Yeah, it's so good.
But I'd reheat the next morning.
Can I tell you my weird pizza thing?
Go on.
Now, tell me if you think this is weird.
It's going to annoy me. I know straight away it's going to annoy me.
I've told Simran about this actually before. So if I order a Domino's, I will order it on the app and then I will ring them up to ask them to put it through the machine twice because I like it.
Yeah, it's so weird. It's actually not made me angry, it's just so weird.
But
like it well done.
I like it well done. So I'll ring them up and they'll put it through and it always turns up well done. It's perfect.
When you say well done, what do you mean?
I like it with a bit more crunch, a bit more bite.
May I suggest then not getting Domino's? Go to a proper pizza place and get like a thin crust.
But
nice
I do normally
Italian,
do that.
Yeah.
But on the occasions when it's been a difficult week and I get a Domino's.
It's been a difficult week!
It's Domino's if you're down, is it? Is
that, it's Domino's if you're down, and they'll put it through. But then it turns out perfectly, and that's fine. I feel like I'm sort of sous-chefing, I'm kind of advising.
I'm sure they absolutely love that. We've got a sous-chef on the phone, how wonderful.
We must take him seriously.
What about sort of like, is your nightmare, like for instance, dips, how important to you are dips? If they forget dips, are you a dip person? Is that a thing that worries you?
I do like a dip, but we keep a lot of sauces here.
Yeah.
You've got a lot of things I can buy. Yeah, we've got a lot of condiments. So I'm not too worried about dips, but I always get good stuff. I try and get good stuff. You say getting Domino's if you're down.
Yeah.
I don't think I have that. I'm not like, oh, fuck it, I'm just going to get something in an arm.
Yeah.
No, I'm not. I've never had an Uber Eats McDonald's.
Okay. See, I reward myself. Well, I don't. I balance out a difficult, stressful day, often with something quite bad.
It's difficult because sometimes I think if I'm having a difficult, stressful day, if I have a Domino's, I know by the end of it, I'm going to feel even worse than I did before I ate it. And that's a balance. It's a burden I have to take sometimes because I love the Domino's so much.
I take it you've told all your takeaway-based stories on this show already.
No, I've got too many. That's a problem. Yeah.
Well,
which one would you like to...
When you called up the curry house and asked them to... You didn't know what you wanted to order, so you asked them to choose for you.
What happened, Craig?
Well, I ran out the curry house. I didn't know what to order.
You were in the fanciest restaurant. You're like, well, what do you recommend? It's just a woman like, mate, just order your curry.
I think of the logic. Josh Whitcomb always mentions a time that we went to McDonald's at 2 a.m. and asked what they recommended, and the girl behind the door, the till, just went, Big Mac. Like the most sort of resigned kind of what you talking. I thought, I think that makes sense. They cook the food, they know the food, I trust them. I think there's a logic to it.
Okay, however, it was awful, wasn't it?
When it turned up, it was terrible. Yeah. It really wasn't for me.
And what about when... I think you were trying to hide from your girlfriend that you'd been having a takeaway. And
that was a bad one.
I think you tried to flush it down the toilet.
Oh. How do you know about that?
What did you tell me about?
Anyway, Ed, it's been a pleasure to...
In an attempt to hide the fact you'd had a takeaway, you flushed it down the toilet.
And it turns out burger buns float. It was a low point. It was a low point.
Is this the current girlfriend?
This is, and mother of my children.
And mother of your children. Have you ever told her this?
So...
You want to move on, do you?
Before we wrap up.
Time to move on, is it?
Should we sort of say what we think of this meal, Simran? I thought this food is fantastic. Singburi in Leytonstone. I think this food's
I like this
amazing.
Very salty, juicy sort of pork belly. Is this the pork?
Yeah, that's the pork belly. Yeah,
that was good. That had that crispiness to it.
It feels like it's all very particular to the restaurant. It doesn't feel like it's sort of generic Thai food. It feels
I think they
like
do
it's...
all of that, but this is the stuff that seemed the most interesting.
Yeah, it's absolutely delicious.
That pork was incredible. I love the beef. I mean, I love bone marrow anyway, but that was really good.
Yeah,
That was good.
The morning glory was good. The clams, I've never had anything like the
Fantastic.
Clams. Really good.
Was it saltfish rice?
Saltfish rice, yeah.
Quite a subtle flavour through that.
Yeah,
I haven't tried that.
You haven't tried the curry. Well,
I've noticed that you've not used the prawn crackers as utensils yet.
I've made my feelings perfect clear.
So it's a green curry with fish dumpling. I've never had a fish dumpling before. It was great.
Yeah, really, really good food.
I mean, I'll definitely now I know this, I'll make the trip.
Well, Ed, thank you so much. That's been an absolute joy. I've absolutely loved that. It was a lot of fun.
Well, thank you for coming over and bringing this wonderful feast.
Yeah, it's been
really
good food.
Great. I enjoyed every element of that.
Yeah, Singburi, Leytonstone, really, really good takeaway. Just superb.
I'm going to be a regular there. I can feel it already.
Thank you, Ed.
Thank
it's been
you
a
so
joy.
Much,
thank
Ed.
You, guys.
That was the wonderful Ed Gamble. That was such a great record, wasn't it, Crane? Absolutely loved it. I think my highlight was you reading the takeaway menu on public transport with your probably rather embarrassed partner next to you. That is utterly shameful. And mad, completely mad.
How dare you? How dare you? It is a sign of someone who loves food. And if you want to admonish a man for having a passion, look, we're doing a takeaway podcast. We need that sort of stuff. We need that sort of obsession. I loved Ed's admission about the three pizzas in one night. Fantastic. I mean, that sort of excess is the stuff of legend for this sort of podcast. And it's the sort of stuff we'd love you to send us emails about or any stories of any sort of... anything you're ashamed of, any sort of crazy takeaway stories you have, we'd love to hear from you.
And if you want to get in touch with the show, here's how. You can follow us on Insta on My Favourite Takeaway Podcast, on Twitter on Fav Takeaway Pod, or email us hello@myfavouritetakeawaypodcast.com.
Right, that's it for this week. Next week, who do we have, Sim?
So next week, we've got Tom Allen, where we're having a curry and we're sitting outside in his garden. And it's a great show. So please listen and tune in next week. And as Quinn says, subscribe, like and share.
See you next week, guys. Thanks so much for listening. Bye-bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.